Kevin Powell going out to the course tomorrow. 8:45 tee time. Mark Harmon here alongside KP, 7:08 on a beautiful Saturday night.
Dusted off the old pull cart. I'm either riding the cart or walking. I'm using the pull cart this time, though.
You have your own pull cart?
Yes.
That's such an upper-level move. Fits into your car?
Yeah, it folds up conveniently.
See, this is...
And mine's pretty old. But, you know, that was an issue. A lot of people, when we found out that there won't be riding carts in Illinois, at least for the time being, these things were selling out left and right online.
I mean, I
my
get it.
My brother was texting me. He's like, dude, I'm looking for one online. I can't find like a good priced one. You know,
Craigslist. I'd go straight old school, rusted out pull cart.
Then you got to interact with some.
That's a tough part of it. Yeah. Let's get our guy Ron Cassidy on here. He's the director of golf for the Glenview Park District. Joining us now on 720 WGN. Ron, are people out there? Are they following the rules?
Yeah, we got everybody behaving so far. Everybody's done a really good job.
The guidelines in place, players are grouped in twosomes, not foursomes. They're spaced out every 15 minutes per hour, limiting the amount of golfers on the course. And as we were just talking about, no riding carts as well. There's also, they were recommending that the course is either turn the cups upside down so you don't have to reach as far into the hole, or add like a little styrofoam in there. Is that what you guys are doing? What are you seeing most courses doing when it comes to the guidelines?
Yeah, we took and inverted the cups rather than put something else in there. We inverted the cup, so the bottom of the cup is actually sitting about an inch under the top level of the turf, and then the way the cup is kind of concave, it actually the ball drops about a half an inch into the cup. So you're still seeing the ball go into the cup, but it's not going down all the way for sure. We felt as though, you know, if we put some foreign object in there or styrofoam, you know, one of the purists is going to say, well, my ball went in and then the styrofoam made it bounce out, and suddenly it was going to be our fault that he didn't have a hole in one. So
yeah, at this part. Any golf is okay with me. Better than no golf. I'll take what I can get.
And for the purists out there, you must relax.
That's what I'm saying. This is a pandemic. What about the pins? Are you putting the pins in too?
Yeah, so when you invert the cup, where the receptor of the flagstick goes into the cup, it's actually tapered. So when you turn it over, you're jamming the pin into the small side of the taper. So it when you kind of you fix it in there and jam it down in there, it's staying in. So when we're moving whole cups for maintenance, we're taking the whole stick and the cup out and moving it. Be real interesting when it's over to see if we can actually dislodge the sticks from the cups. But it's kind of all one unit right now.
What are you doing on the payment side of it? Are people going into the clubhouse, paying with a credit card, that type of thing, or something else?
Well, we are taking payment over the phone when they're calling up and making their reservations. We are taking credit cards over the phone and processing it. We've also got our website up and working with our software vendor to go ahead and allow them to go ahead and make the reservation and pay for it online. So we have been avoiding any transactions in the clubhouse. With the twosomes and the 15 minutes, we were scurrying like every other course to go ahead and adapt a tee sheet to go ahead and accept that online. So the first couple days, the only way to make a tee time was the old-fashioned way, to just call into the pro shop and speak to us. And we're doing that and explaining what we're doing to keep everybody safe. And lots of phone calls. It reminds me of the days when I first started in the industry 20 years ago. You got here at 6 o'clock on Saturday morning, and the phone didn't stop ringing until the tee sheet was sold out for the following Saturday morning.
I remember making my first tee time as a kid. So nervous to call the clubhouse. I don't know why. They're like, call the clubhouse. We should golf tomorrow. I was like 8 or 9 or 10. I don't even know what I was. But I was so nervous to make that call.
Well, your life's on the line right there. If there are no tee times, you don't.
I don't know. I don't know what it was. I was nervous to make the call, but I set the tee time and we were out. How's it working in terms of checking in with us? Is there a starter at the first hole with a sheet? How's that whole process working?
Yeah, we're fortunate enough. We've got some pretty cool technology. So we have a computer out in our starter shack that's got the live view of the tee sheet. So we're having them just kind of come to the starter shack and telling us their name, and we'll have them on the list. And, you know, just tell them, hang out until your exact tee time, and we'll get you off in the first tee. The funny thing is, you know, for years we've been encouraging people, you know, get here 15 minutes before your tee time so you've got time to check in and warm up and go putt a little bit, see the speed of the greens. And now we're telling them, don't get here any earlier than 15 minutes because you're just going to wait. The practice green is closed. Our warm-up cage adjacent to the first tee is closed. You're basically coming to golf, play 18 holes, and leave. And the clubhouse is locked up and closed, so you're enjoying the facility, the green grass, the fresh air, and nothing else.
Course has got to be in great condition, right? Nobody's been on it.
That's the one silver lining. It is absolutely phenomenal. It looks like a private club right now. Well, we always look like a private club due to our golf course superintendent. I got to shoot out to Todd Vermillion, best golf course superintendent in the North Shore, doing a great job. We've got limited staff right now. And we've had the whole spring growing season with nobody to beat it up. So it is really, really lush right now. So that's the one silver lining out of all this.
Ron Cassidy, Director of Golf, the Glenview Park District. Ron, you don't make the rules, but if they said to you, hey, can you make it safe for carts and pull carts, would that be a heavy lift for you guys, or do you think that'd be something you could do without any problem at all?
Well, I think we need to be prepared. You know, we're all creating a new normal right now. I don't know that it'll be a heavy lift, but certainly a change in the way we do operations. Of course, the guidelines that came out surprised us all with twosomes, but I was really surprised at no pull carts. You're going to Costco, you're going to any of the grocery stores, and they're sanitizing the pull cart or the grocery carts. I don't know why we couldn't do the same thing with pull carts. So, that's an easy fix. We're washing our carts after every use anyway. So instead of a little pressurized water, we get a detergent or some type of disinfectant and whatever, and it's just another layer to the process. But we're doing that anyway, so we would just have to adapt and make sure the vehicles are safe for everybody. Our surrounding states, some are allowing people in the cars, some are allowing only one person in the car, but they can carry the two bags, so the one person doesn't have to carry a bag. There's so many different rules out there. It's kind of a head shaker for sure.
I mean, I'd rather...
I completely agree. I mean, any golfer you talk to, you look at the guidelines, I get it. They're trying to be safe, but if there is a sport you can play safely during all this, it is golf. It is essentially it's tailor-made for this sort of event. But I don't know. I hope they loosen these guidelines a little bit where you can't take out carts. And look, Chicago, the courses are still closed. I mean, they're being strict in Chicago, so I'll take any golf I can get right now.
And the other part of it too, and I'm sure Ron, this maybe pains you a little bit. You can go to Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan.
And a lot of people I know are doing that.
Right, and then they're coming on back here. So it's not like. There's that part of it, too. But I get it, by the way, at the end of the day. We all want to get through this as quick as possible, and they're making the best decisions with the information that they have, and we all support that. Hey, Ron, hit them straight, my friend. Thanks so much for jumping on.
Hey, thanks for having me. You guys, we look forward to seeing you soon and getting through this, and hopefully at least going back to foursomes with some carts and start making this game what it is.
Absolutely.
Thanks a bunch.
Ron Cassidy.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
You too.
Thanks,
you too.
Man.
Director of Golf, the Glenview Park District. The cart part is a hard one to understand. Not that hard.
Love this text sent in from the 847. The grandbaby stroller works when you can't find a push cart, and they sent a picture of the golf clubs in the stroller. So there's an option for you.
Well, it's walking 18 holes with a bag. If you don't have a pull cart, that is a heavy level. That's like almost like playing a football game in my mind.
It's not, but it's
well, how much is a bag on your? On
it depends, and
40 pounds.
No,
25.
Yeah, maybe less, depending on the bag. I mean, I used to always walk with my bag.
But you were a young, let's say you're in your 60s and your knees aren't perfect.
Well, they do say this, and I wish I would ask them this question. If they had been allowing, I should ask this question. Damn it, Kevin. They said in the guidelines when it was released from the state, from the governor's office, you can ride a cart if you have a physical limitation.
Okay.
How are golf courses determining that?
Yeah, well.
Get Ron, I'm back on the line. Get Ron on the line.